Miracles of Today, Chapter 5, Episode of the Insects. There are a myriad worlds. There is but one thought out of which they grew. Its law is order which cannot swerve. Its creatures are free to choose. Only they can create disorder, which in itself is pain and woe and hate and fear. These they alone can bring forth. The Great One is a golden light. It is not remote, but near. Hold thyself within its glow, and thou wilt behold all things clearly. First, with all thy breathing being, know one thing, that thine own thought, when so thou standest, is one with that which thought the worlds. The Lost Prince. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before ye ask him. Matthew 6:8. Following the previous episode came this one, with the same friends on the same piece of property. My hostess was complaining about the army ants. I think that is the name for them. At least they march in single file and enter the house in long lines, day or night. Bill, she said, these ants are frightful. They come into my cupboards and empty a sugar bowl in a single night. They're no worse than these roaches, however, which, if I fail to cover everything tightly, will take to their nest outside a whole loaf of bread, bit by bit. And one night they cleaned up the remainder of a roast, each one taking as much as he could bite off. I believe that the beetle, which makes its nest outdoors much as the ants do, is not a roach at all, but these were large as roaches and black as coal. The ants were large, and if perchance you got too near their nest, they would swarm all over you and bite hard. Now the conversation about the insects took place one day as we were about to sit down to our noon meal. During the course of the meal, my hostess went to a drawer in the kitchen cabinet. As she pulled out a drawer to get a spoon, out jumped a mouse. You will realize that very many people are afraid of mice. The sudden jump of the mouse would have taken most anyone by surprise. It did us, and the lady of the house was, of course, more surprised than we were. Oh, she cried, a mouse! What are we going to do? Ants, roaches, and now this. Bill, if there's anything in your instructions about these things, for goodness sake, do it quick. I went over to the cabinet, placed my hands upon it, and raised my eyes to the presence. Great, masterful presence of life, I said. Charge thy light rays through this cabinet and through this home with such power that it will keep out all such things as mice, ants, and roaches. Keep out all insects, all animals, all pests, everything that does not belong here. Cause them to stay out where they belong. This is God's house in temporary charge of thy children. So take command and sustain it by thy mighty power. So be it. It always seems that the sinister forces try you at your word. It always seems, too, that there is someone handy who will aid and abet those forces, even if they do not realize it. At that moment, someone called my attention to a line of large red ants marching across the floor. In language which almost derided my call to the light for aid, they said, "Look, Bill. One line of ants coming, and one line going out, with sugar." Sure enough, the sugar bowl was open on the sink board table. What caused me to do this, I don't pretend to know. I did it involuntarily. I wet the first two fingers of my right hand, and calling for light, drew a line just back of the threshold near the door. Then I said, "Mighty I Am Presence, the decree made just a few minutes ago in regard to the things that don't belong here, I meant it. Lend thine aid to stop this nonsense." The ants inside the house marched back and forth, but did not cross that line. The ants on the outside of that line, where the presence had established its line of light, also refused to cross it. Thus they seemed to swarm inside and out, back and forth, until the nest was evidently empty. Then, without a word, my friend took a tea kettle of scalding water from the stove and settled her score that way. We had a letter from those friends later in which they thanked God that they had had no more mice, no roaches, or ants since I gave the decree. It might be well to advise the student that in nearly every manifestation there may be a test to see if you will stick to your guns. If I had failed to follow through on the ants, the entire manifestation would have been shattered. No matter who or what tries to make your manifestation fail, stand your ground. One with God is a majority. Stand fast and know that God wants you to be sure of yourself and of your decree. Only then will your manifestation become a reality. On another occasion, we met in a little cellar flat to discuss God's immutable laws. The housewife was troubled with insects. The basement was alive with them. We made our calls, and the insects left. Where they went was not our concern. We were happy for the action of the law.